You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of our program. We've got lowercase Spotify rap star.
That's right.
Filling in for Schnitzel Wolf today, who has the flu, or so he says.
Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah, I guess it is, although I haven't heard of much going around yet.
Some of my family went and got the old flu shot this last weekend.
Snowflakes.
Yeah, not me. I'm just like...
So tough.
Science.
Look at you.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, that's what we're dealing with here. We're partying, talk a little football with you guys. Got a good little fun Monday night football game tonight between the Eagles and the Packers.
I'm excited because it's a... Make an argument. It's a big game for both squads. I think Green Bay's got something to prove here. I think Philly just is. I mean, this is what Philadelphia is. It's not pretty. They just find ways, and you trust them. But Green Bay, 5-2-1, and at times, Green Bay this season has made you think that this is the best team in the NFC. And then there's others where they just like that loss to the Panthers. I mean, they've lost to the Panthers and the Browns, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? So this
And then the Panthers just lost to the Saints.
Dude, they're well, and it's not even that's not even the biggest, like, what the F.
The hell?
That was the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they're both what the Fs. But that's the NFL though.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, those divisional games, you'd already beaten Miami once, you probably overlooked them. You were coming off a huge game against Kansas City, and they snuck up on you because they, you know, it was their Super Bowl. They needed that and that those games they happen. I can't really get why. I guess divisional game too. Why the Saints were able to beat the Panthers rather handily, held them to 7 points. That one's a little weirder to me, but I guess same concept.
Yeah.
Divisional game. Carolina coming off of a huge one.
It's just if you're
beating the Packers,
Carolina. Look, you just. You've got a big decision to make in the offseason. Like, you weren't going anywhere, so that's fine. Like, you were trying to put together a better season than maybe what you thought, and you got derailed there. You're 5-5. It's like, whatever. Buffalo, on the other hand, I think that's more interesting. One, Buffalo's not going to win that division. You look at New England, who already has a head-to-head win over you. There's not many L's coming on the New England schedule. And you look at Buffalo now, and we thought the Bills... Again, going into the season, it was Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, right? Flip a coin in the AFC. And Buffalo has already gone down to New England, the inexplicable loss to the Falcons, and now here you go against the Falcons and the Dolphins. You do have the big win over the Chiefs, but I feel like they are, and we had another defensive lineman go down. I feel like maybe there's starting to be some serious cracks, and Kansas City just refused to run the ball on Buffalo, but I think there's starting to be like a real foundational crack with the Buffalo Bills that I would be concerned about, that your inability to stop the run, and they play so heavy now in this 13 personnel and these three tight end stuff. when they can't effectively run the ball, and they could not against the Dolphins at all, this offense looks very, very ordinary. And I just I've got some concerns. I have some concerns about whether or not the Bills, their best is good enough to get them over the hump finally.
Tampa Bay, Houston, Pittsburgh, their next three. So that's not that easy.
No.
My Seahawks win again, as predicted here, and dominating Arizona.
I think Sam Darnold threw 12 passes.
Yeah. Well, what's weird about them, as good as they look, they're turning it over right and left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get that. Like, how do you, you know, they're always talking about how turnovers are like the number one stat in football.
Yep.
Win the turnover battle, win the game. They continue to lose it.
Well,
Then dominate. Like, yeah, this is such a weird stretch.
I guess the difference is that when within the first, like, 12 minutes, when you get two scoop and scores, you know, and you're playing teams that really can't threaten you. I mean, they're not just beating. Here's the thing about Seattle. Like, they're not just beating bad teams. I mean, they're throttling bad teams. Because there's levels to this, right? We always talk about you can only play who you play on your schedule. And the one thing that gives me pause about the Seahawks, and you could make a strong case that this is the best team in the NFL. I'll listen to it. I don't think it is, but I'll listen to it. But when they are playing inferior competition, they're putting their foot on their balls and they are choking them out. They are not playing with their food at all. Now, what we need to see is when they play better competition, and lo and behold, here come the Rams, who I think that's a better team. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. We'll see what happens. And maybe those turnovers do come back and bite you in the ass. But yeah, they just have been inconsequential because the defense is playing at such a high level. And none of these games have really been close enough where they come up and bite you in the butt, with the exception of what the 49ers and the Buccaneers were throwing the two losses. And here's the thing. You can make the case that Seattle, you can't make the case. It's just true. Seattle has not really been significantly beaten all year. I mean, they had no business losing the Niner game, and the Buccaneer game was just, you know, kind of whoever had the ball last. They have not been soundly beaten all year. I mean, this is just, they are a really, really good football team right now. The only question is when the competition gets better, and does the real Sam Darnold, who, as you pointed out, had another pick, does the real Sam Darnold, like he did last year in Minnesota, does that rear its ugly head when we get into the better matchups when teams are game planning against them? And Seattle's offense, for as just dominant as it's been, it is a little gimmicky. And that right now it's Jaxon Smith-Njigba, max protection, and just lean on that one thing. When you play a team that just doubles him and says, you're going to have Sam Darnold beat us somewhere else, does he have the ability to keep playing like this? Or do the wheels come off like we've seen Sam Darnold do before?
8 turnovers in 5 games.
It's not great.
Lost the turnover battle 8-5, but
20-12, 27-19, 38-14, 44-22. Yeah. They're a wagon.
Ooh,
right now.
44-22, Scorigami. Did you know that?
I did not.
Now you do.
How so? Like, what is a Scorigami?
You know what Scorigami is?
I don't.
It's like
a score that's never been posted before in NFL history.
Yeah, Scorigami.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 44-22 had been, but only once since 1967. But here's the fun part. We have had 44-22 3 times this season and 2 yesterday.
Get the hell out of town.
Before that, no, I'm not going to get out of town.
That's fun.
Before that, it had only happened once since 1967.
I have never.
A very strange score.
I have never seen the Lawrence, the scoop and scores on the that was the exact same play. Knight stripping the ball, scooping it up, like the exact same scoop and score by the same two players causing the fumble and picking it up. I don't know if that's ever happened in NFL history. And also, I would also like to tell
also
Cardinal fan. Remember we were talking the Jacoby Brissett thing. This is my point. This is Jacoby Brissett.
I was a lie.
Is every time Jacoby Brissett leads you to believe that he is good, he's not. This is. Welcome to the world of which the Arizona Cardinals are living in. Do not hitch your wagon to Jacoby Brissett.
All right, we had a coach fired. Another one. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is normally where we do Stock Watch, but Schnitzel Wolf is out.
Yeah.
And Casey's still learning our show, so we don't have a stock watch today.
He was busy putting together his beat lab, repertoire for the coming week, so he didn't have a chance to put together a stock watch. So,
but I do want to mention to you that Stock Watch each week is brought to you by Goldberg Jones.
Yeah.
When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help you.
Yeah, if your wife's being a real pill and you're like, enough of this crap, there's only one place to call.
Call 1-800-DIVORCE, phone questions answered at no charge. So Stockwatch will return next week, we think.
It's being retooled for next week.
Yeah, that or Schnitzel Wolf did such a good one, he didn't want to give it up.
Oh, he's gonna hold on to it for next week. Well, next week will be is next week a holiday edition of Stockwatch? Are we going into Thanksgiving next week? Or is that the week after that? Anybody?
Should I know that?
Thanksgiving is always funky. I know it's
not next week.
No.
Week after.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, hey, where are we at Thanksgiving?
All right, well.
Thanksgiving always sneaks up on me.
The Giants have fired Brian Daboll.
That's their fourth loss after being up by double digits.
Yeah, you know, this is a tough one for me because I actually think he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he got Giants'd. You know, like, but then you look at some of the games that they lost and how they lost.
They had no business losing them.
And you're just like, maybe he does suck. I don't know if he's any good, but I also feel like the Giants' problems are not, they don't all rest on the head coach.
No, but I do have an issue with, to me, so going forward, Jackson Dart is your future, right? For better or worse, the next 3 years, you're probably tied, 2 to 3 years are tied to Jackson Dart. And there's some stuff to like. Obviously, Scataboo being gone, you know, there was some juice between them. In fact, bad year, right? You lose Scataboo, you lose Malik Nabers. So your two best offensive players, they go down. That's a tough look for anyone. But you got a little juice going with Jackson Dart, and it kind of feels to me that you're doing the exact same thing with Jackson Dart that you did with Daniel Jones. And I'm not putting the sole blame on Daniel Jones' failure in New York on Daboll. They went to the playoffs and they won a game, but I don't think he did anything to actually elevate or get Dan Jones to be a good quarterback. He just found ways to kind of ham and egg his way to victories, and they're doing it with Jackson Dart. And you've seen Jackson Dart get hurt. This is the fifth time he's been evaluated for a concussion. He did get another concussion. He's out of that game. And so to me, I'm not certain that Daboll is the guy that I want leading another young quarterback. I think Daboll really just plays kind of hey, we're going to run around and just do enough to try to win games to save my job and not actually try to grow and develop the quarterback. So I think for the future of the Giants, I actually think this is a good decision. I kind of liked Daboll a few years ago, but I think he's been exposed a bit in the limitation he has with his offense. And I just do not like that. To me, you're just getting Daniel Jones 2.0. Did you learn nothing from having him? Whereas when you see Daniel Jones with an offense in Indianapolis and with Shane Steichen, I think you're seeing a much more, it's a well-rounded game around Daniel Jones. So move on and try to start new with a guy that can actually grow and develop him. Like Chicago did with Ben Johnson. Go hire a quarterback guy through and through. That's all you need. Your future depends on what Jackson Dart turns out to be.
They've had such a rough schedule. You know, Dart beat the Chargers and the Eagles, mm-hmm. but then lost to the stupid Saints.
Yep.
And then these last four, they've had Denver, Philly again,
yep.
San Francisco and Chicago. Three of those four on the road. They should have beat the Bears.
They
blew that thing.
They had them.
And now they have Green Bay, Detroit, and New England before the bye week, and two of those are on the road.
I mean, it's...
God!
Murderer's row.
I just feel...
Not all schedules are created equal.
I agree with everything you're saying about Daboll. That said, I just think that GM sucks, and I think the franchise sucks, and it would be interesting to see... You know, a lot of these guys get fired, and you go, I don't need to see that again.
Yeah.
Okay, seen that, you know.
Sure.
He ain't it. I'd be interested to see Daboll again. But you're right. It depends on, you know, which quarterback and what franchise. But I don't know.
See, I'd be interested in Daboll if you gave me a situation where he didn't have to deal with a young quarterback with his job on the
line. That's why
I
said, you know, it depends on which franchise and which quarterback. Yeah. I think he would only fit certain places.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the bones are there to maybe be a good head coach.
I'll tell you what. I will side with that in that I don't think that he, if he surfaced somewhere and got another, because he's going to go down to be an OC somewhere, I would assume. He did a nice job when he was in Buffalo. I could see him getting another crack down the road, and I don't think that would necessarily be a bad thing. Whether or not that works out, yeah. I don't know, but I don't
but
think...
But he's never going to be, like, the best hire.
Probably not. Well, I mean, like, Josh McDaniels got another crack. I mean, we've seen it before, where some OCs or DCs, you know, you get one crack at it, it doesn't work, and it's like, dude, you're done. Like, thanks for coming. We're not giving you another one of these. And sometimes it's really good coaches. You know, Spags... Is he a top five defensive coordinator of all time? Like, I mean, he is.
He's got to be up there, but at the same time, how much of his accolades come from being with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
I mean, their defenses are good, but.
But he has been, Steve Spagnuolo has been as important as anyone not named Patrick Mahomes and winning those Super Bowls.
He'd be the third guy on that list.
I mean, he was so, so stinking good. And he got one crack.
Who's the third guy?
He got one crack at it for like 2 years. And that was, God, was that like, I want to say that was like 10, 15 years ago.
Maybe he just likes being a coordinator. Well, you know, some of those guys are better suited as coordinators.
I'm just saying, something tells me if you offered Spags the head coaching job of a decent squad, that he would take another crack at it. But I'm saying, even a guy who's as accomplished as he is, sometimes you never get another sniff at that.
Who is the who's the third on the Patriots hierarchy? Like Brady Brady, Belichick, and then who? Because with the Chiefs, it's
I think it's Josh
Reed, Mahomes, and then Spags.
Well, they've been through. I mean, they kind of cycled through so many people, but I think it's probably Josh McDaniels.
You think so?
Yeah.
Does Matt Patricia get some more credit?
How many did they win with him
as their DC? Yeah. See, and that's the thing is they went through. I'll look and see who were the coordinators when they won. And remember, their championships were weird because there was like a 10-year gap in between them.
Yeah.
But when Josh was there, those offenses were.
How much of that was Brady, though?
Well, I...
Spags, at least, you got to hand it... Like, Spagnuolo has nothing to do with Reed and Mahomes.
No.
Okay. Whereas McDaniels is tied to Brady.
Yes.
And perhaps the defensive coordinator is tied more to Belichick because he's a defensive guy.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe there isn't a third for the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm like, because they had so many different. So think about this. So this is, and maybe this is the beauty of Belichick. So they won three with Charlie Weiss and three with Josh McDaniels as their offensive coordinators. And they won three with Romeo Crennel and three with Matt Patricia. So who do you, I don't, you certainly don't give, like no one remembers Charlie Weiss.
Crennel was good.
And that we crap all over him as a head coach, but yeah, I don't know. And I think on the defense side of the ball, we just naturally assumed that it was Bill.
Maybe you give it to the owner.
Maybe.
Sorry, I'm choking on water over here.
I just think Josh McDaniels is a really, really good offensive coordinator. And you look at what he's doing with Drake May, that New England Patriot team.
They're pretty good.
That's not a Super Bowl team. there's going to be some limitations there, but what they're doing in year two with Drake May and what Josh has that offense clicking at with, and if you go outside of Drake May, who are you like Stephon Diggs and like what, like rookie running backs that for half the year couldn't do crap? Like, give him credit. I know he's a crappy head coach. Dude, that guy, if I had an offense, if I could hire one guy to run my offense, dude, sign me up for that. I'll go ahead and take that little weasel. Just don't let him anywhere near your head coaching job. But dude, that guy can coach an offense.
Do the Patriots deserve credit or perhaps criticism for hiring? Oh my God, who was the guy they just fired?
Gerard Mayo.
You know,
do they deserve?
Yeah, like do they? I'm sorry, I didn't finish the statement.
Yeah.
Do they deserve criticism for not going straight to Mike Vrabel is what I meant to say.
Yeah, I mean.
Because they got it right after a year and went to Vrabel. But why did you not do that initially? He was sitting out there.
The idea was is that they loved Gerard Mayo as the internal candidate, and he was kind of viewed as the coach in waiting.
Well,
and
then that's a mistake.
But I will give them credit, because I thought he got kind of a bush league. I thought what they did to him was crappy. But I give them credit. They blew him out after 1 year and were like, nope, they even said, Robert Kraft even said, like, basically it wasn't fair. They're like, we thought he was ready. He wasn't ready. And they're like, we made a mistake. And sometimes the best thing you can do is admitting when you made a mistake and pivoting, and they pivoted, and I didn't believe that Vrabel was going to come in and turn it around like this, and he has.
Well, that's kind of what I was asking is, do you give them more credit for realizing a mistake and going to Vrabel, or do you give them more criticism for...
No, I give them the credit.
...for missing on Vrabel?
I give them
you could have lost them.
I give them the credit because everyone makes mistakes. Everyone misses on.
But that was so obvious.
I know, but everyone misses on hires. Everyone misses on draft picks. But sticking your foot in the ground and pivoting as opposed to doubling down. Like, I gave Arizona credit list when they drafted Josh Rosen. And a year later, they were like, nope. Now, I know Kyler Murray didn't work out either. But I think there's something to be said for saying, hey, we made a mistake. This didn't work. And I know it's a year, and most of the time, if you make a decision after a year, I would say that's a knee-jerk reaction, and it's a bad decision. But sometimes you just know, and it's a gutsy move.
Yeah, it is. But
they got it right.
I view it more. Well, they didn't get it right. They got lucky to get it right the second year. What I view it more as, how the hell did you not go straight to Vrabel?
Yeah.
You're lucky that he was still out there a year later.
Him up. Yep.
No one snatched him up, and then you got him, so it makes you look good.
Yep.
I don't know. I go the other way. I give him a little bit. I'm like, dude. That was an obvious one. And I don't mean it was obvious about Gerard Mayo not being good. They saw something in him. But Vrabel just sitting out there, Patriot, that was too easy.
Yep.
And they missed it.
Yep. And also, I give him credit for not only getting Vrabel, but convincing Josh to come back home and be like, hey, I know it didn't work out as a head coach, but he had some pretty good success here. And we've got a guy in Drake May. And there's not a young, I mean, for all the Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams and Jackson Dart and Bo Nix, there's not a quarterback in this league of the young guys, three, four years in, that anyone would sniff over Drake May. And so if you're New England, because this roster is going to get, it's not a great roster right now. Dude, get ready. New England may be getting ready to do something here. Not this year. They're a playoff team. They're going to win that division. But this roster, in theory, if you don't screw it up a la the Texans and the Commanders and try to shove all your chips in the middle, if you just take the next 2 years and you build this thing the right way, knowing you have the OC in place, you have Mike Vrabel in place, you have great ownership, and you've got the best young quarterback in the game, dude, this should be a window that's going to stay open for a long time in New England.
I'm not real happy that the Patriots are good again.
I know. Me neither.
I wasn't ready for that.
No, I was ready for them to be down a while.
It's too soon.
Yeah, it is too soon. You need to stay down there a little bit. Let the Jets have something.
Thank
anything.
You. The Dolphins, the Bills. What if New England wins a Super Bowl before the Bills do?
Dude, yeah.
Tell somebody that
4 years ago.
Bill fan can't handle that.
All right, more football is coming up, but we've got to get to in the news. What on earth was going on in Woodburn? That's next. Here's Case.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Welcome back to our show. Moving right along here on a Monday.
Moving right along in your general direction. Now I want to see the Muppets.
It is November 10, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello? Hello?
Music? Something?
Somebody?
No, there it is.
There we go.
Thought I was going to have to break into more Muppet tunes. Maybe some Rainbow Connection?
It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
Oh, I like a good vanilla cupcake.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
That's like the yellow cake, right? Is that vanilla? Or is that yellow cake?
I'm thinking of, well, yeah, like yellow with the vanilla frosting on it.
Yeah, isn't that? I don't know why I associate yellow cake with vanilla. Is that?
Well, if you had a, so you're saying like if there's a cupcake, like a yellow cupcake, but with chocolate, is that a vanilla cupcake?
Yeah, I guess that would be. The vanilla cupcake is, so we're only referring to the frosting? What if it's a chocolate cupcake with vanilla frosting?
Ooh, that's a, I think that's a chocolate cupcake.
Yeah, I think that would be a chocolate cupcake.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
But the yellow cake with vanilla frosting, that's a vanilla cupcake? But a yellow cupcake without vanilla frosting, is that a vanilla cupcake?
Is the cupcake determined by the flavor of the frosting or by the flavor of
the
cake?
Yeah, I think the cake. Yeah, I think we're going cake here.
Then there is no such thing as a vanilla vanilla cupcake then, because
sure
I don't think that yellow cake is vanilla. I think it's yellow cake.
Don't you have to put vanilla extract in yellow cake?
I think
cake?
You put vanilla extract in just about anything.
Well, I tell you what, this is a question that needs to go to the Supreme Court. I don't understand.
I don't know what we're doing.
How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Never thought about it.
No.
It is also area code day, so, you know.
503, baby.
Area codes and stuff.
360.
Wait, you're 360. You're not 503.
I am 503.
I know your area code is, but that's kind of cheating. You're a 360. Yours should be 360. You don't live here.
Who has a landline?
What?
Well, my mom still has a landline.
Really?
Yeah. She still has one.
I'm going to call and leave a message.
They don't have a... You'll get the voicemail has not been set up. I don't know why they still have a landline. 907, Anchorage, good old Alaska.
You know, they changed ours when I was a kid. 785, I think.
Well, that's like in Portland, you get the 971. You're like, 971.
Yeah, that's the new one.
It's a bastard one.
Yeah, you want to be 503.
No one wants that.
Well, what on earth was going on in Woodburn?
You also did not mention, by the way, happy birthday to the United States Marines.
Oh. All right, happy birthday.
It's kind of a big...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. The Marines? Come on.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Just wanted to all my Marine friends out there, go United States Marine Corps. Part of the Navy, although they don't like to claim that. They get a little pissy over that one.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Three injured after an explosion at a Woodburn motel Saturday night.
Oh, I read this story and I immediately knew what happened.
Three people were hurt. Officers responded to a report of the explosion at the Woodburn Inn, located at 1025 North Pacific Highway.
Mm-hmm.
This was about 10:45 p.m.
Yep.
They found a 25-year-old man outside on the ground level rooms with bleeding caused by flying glass and debris.
Yeah.
Inside the room, officers discovered a 33-year-old woman and a 36-year-old man, both suffering from burns.
Yeah.
All three were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
And no one could... I love in the story...
What first, are they doing?
Yeah, no one knows. Let me just... If you ever
what's
seen,
going on?
Have you ever seen the Woodburn Inn, by the way?
No, but I'm seeing pictures of it here.
Yeah, it's not...
look, it's in Wood...
yeah, I lived
it's in... Woodburn.
I lived in Woodburn, all right? I'm familiar with the Woodburn Inn. At no point has anyone ever been like, hey, honey, I know what we can do. Have a very romantic weekend. You know where you want to go? Woodburn Inn. By the way, $68 right now if you want to go ahead and gobble up a room at the Woodburn Inn right
that,
now.
That seems high.
That's pretty tasty. $64?
Yeah, that
seems you high. Kidding me? So you have two dudes and a gal. No one knows what they were doing at 11 o'clock at night and the room blew up. Yeah, I got a good idea what they were doing. And I can assure you it was not playing Parcheesi.
What is the nicest thing to do in Woodburn?
The nicest thing?
Yeah, like the highest, like, you know.
I think it's the outlet mall.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't there a tulip farm down there? Isn't that?
Yeah,
the
there's a bunch of that stuff out there. There's some nurseries, and there the Smuckers had a big place out there. You could go strawberry picking if you want. But yeah, it's got to be the, it's got to be the outlet mall, right? Like, that's like the number one... That's the number one thing to do.
Go shopping.
Well, what else do you do? Again, I lived out there for like 2 years.
I think the tulip farm is like the nicest thing to do. I'm going to challenge you on that. I think the tulip farm is better. If that's indeed where it is.
I'm on TripAdvisor.
What do they got?
Top things to do in Woodburn. Number one, premium outlets.
Is the tulip farm on the list?
Yeah. Wooden Shoe Tulip Farm.
Where's that?
Number two.
Oh, wow.
Hanson Vineyards.
See, I'd flip those two.
Number three.
Oh, there's a vineyard out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a Woodburn Historical Museum.
Didn't know that.
OGA Golf Course.
Yeah, been there many times.
You'll also appreciate number 7 and number 8 on the list, Woodburn Junk Removal and TJ Maxx.
Woodburn Junk Removal is a top 10 thing to do in Woodburn?
Bingo.
What?
Yep.
TJ Maxx making the list, too, is a little confusing.
Number 11, we have the Rose Arbor Farm and Alpaca Cottage.
Okay, there we go. That's better than TJ Maxx.
And then
what even is TJ Maxx? What do you do there?
It's a Ross. It's like Ross Dress for Less.
What?
Is it only clothes?
Yeah. Well, it's like Ross. They've got like home goods and stuff there too. It's just Ross.
So it's not only clothes.
Yeah. It's like home. It's Ross. You've never been to a Ross?
I don't know.
I think they're owned by the same.
Is Home Goods?
Same company. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think Ross, TJ Maxx, and Home Goods are all the same. It's under the same brand. Okay. You know, it comes in at number 12. I love this, by the way.
They go all the way to 12?
They go
past TJ Maxx?
They go past.
Nobody thought to stop at TJ Maxx?
No.
Like, oh, maybe that's enough.
Remember we had that story about the two dudes that were running for political office and they got caught up in the massage parlor scandal in Woodburn? It was the greatest.
Yes.
It was one of the greatest stories we've ever reported
on. Yeah, I do remember that. I just forgot it was in Woodburn.
Number 12? That would be the Asian massage parlor.
What's it called? I'm asking for a friend.
Just go ahead. It just says on here that it can help you reduce stress and relieve built up pain.
I've got a phone number if you want it.
No, and increase the overall quality of your life.
Okay.
They specialize in multiple massages, affordable and customized.
Multiple? What does that mean?
Maybe one's not enough. I love that. This makes me miss living in Woodburn.
I mean,
there's a lot of good stuff.
That should be higher than TJ Maxx.
Nah, it comes in at number 12. That being said, I think we all know what happened in that motel.
Yeah, meth, huh?
Good idea.
Isn't that what it is? Like they're cooking meth?
Yes. It was an explosion.
Yeah, like why else?
They had a Bunsen burner in there, and like they decided that they were going to do high school lab experiments.
The hot plate got too hot.
Yeah, they watched one too many episodes of Bill Nye the Science Guy and got a little loose with it. No.
Why did they do
that? I think they were cooking up some crack.
Now, do they do that at a hotel just to save their own properties from
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Being bombed by themselves?
$64, man.
Better bomb the Woodburn. Yeah, pay $64. It saves you a bunch of money on your house when you blow it up.
Exactly. I'm sure you get some insurance on that, whatever. And I just love this. I love when stories are so vague like this. They're like, oh, it was weird motel, middle of the night, blew up. No one really knows why.
We're looking to confirm the reasons. I think we know.
Yeah, we know.
All right. What's next here? Take a look here. Oh, well, we've got some battles with the government, the feds, and the local municipalities.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
So we got the latest on the snap fight coming up next on in the news here on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back. The fan text line can be reached at 503-864-6326. Someone said if Woodburn is like if 82nd Avenue was a city.
Yeah, I can buy that.
I think that's surprisingly accurate.
Yeah.
With a golf course and a tulip farm and a TJ Maxx.
There's an Abby's Pizza there when I lived out there. There was a Wendy's and a Jack in the Box. Good times.
It is November 10, 2025. This is In the News here on The Fan. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield, alongside a coalition of 22 attorneys general and 3 governors, successfully filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to ensure those who receive SNAP benefits in November can keep them. SNAP, of course, standing for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Food stamps.
Yeah.
The district court blocked the Trump administration's attempt to reverse the distribution of these benefits, allowing them to remain accessible in Oregon.
Now, isn't the shutdown ending?
So there you go.
Is it? Wait,
no. I don't know.
I thought.
Don't ask me, man. I'm not up on this kind of stuff.
I thought we had.
They all disgust me. All of them.
I think it's coming to an end.
And I'm out.
Like soon.
This kind of whiplash lands directly on families who are just trying to keep food on the table, said Rayfield. The administration tried to threaten states, and Oregon will not let them threaten and attack hungry families, and we're going to fight like hell to keep those benefits where they belong. Hmm. And he added at the end of that, here now.
Here now. But I don't know.
Here now.
Every time I read that, because I heard that
here now.
But they still said they weren't going to give them out, so I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
I just hope.
I don't follow it.
I hope whoever needs food gets food.
No kidding.
It's embarrassing to me that you're having to choose between food and not going broke because of healthcare.
Hallelujah.
I am absolutely stunned at this point, but hopefully if you need food, you get food somehow, whether it's through this, church programs, food banks, and I hope that everyone can afford to go to the doctor occasionally. I don't think that's too much to ask.
All right. Well, looks like we've done some damage here.
Sorry, Woodburn. I'm sure it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, you know,
I enjoyed my two years in Woodburn.
Look, here's the thing. You said, I'm sure it's a wonderful place. It's not. It's just that there are probably wonderful people within it.
Yes. Yes.
But it's not a wonderful place.
It's just not. There's a reason.
You live there. You know.
I know. I just don't want to.
Stop lying to everyone.
I don't want to bag on it too much.
I'm sure there's a bunch of great people in there.
Yeah.
In Woodburn.
Yeah. Well, the country was peaceful and, you know, shout out Puddin' River Road.
What was peaceful?
The countryside.
Oh.
I had a beautiful place out there. It was on acreage.
Yeah, but I thought you said all the Russians were, like, in their armed guards and stuff were running around out there.
It's possible the Russian mob built a house next to mine, which was a little scary, and possibly murdered my goats.
So
there's a reason why I left.
Yeah.
But there were good things.
Peaceful? They're goat murderers.
Yeah. They did compensate me for said goats and then told me to never come back on their property.
How much? And I
never did.
How much did they give you for goats?
He peeled off a couple hundreds. And then when I kind of was like, well, that's not. Then he threw a couple more.
400?
I want to say it was more like five or six. It was very fair. It was more than I, you know.
More than you. Like, well, what's a goat cost?
Dude, I think I paid like $30.
For a goat?
Yeah, they weren't.
Really?
Yeah, it was super cheap. So when I went to talk to them about the slaughtered goats that their Rottweilers had done.
Oh, it was the dog. I was like, why did they kill the goats?
No, they had some guard dogs that came over and tore my goats apart.
Yikes.
And I thought that was a bit problematic because I had young kids. And when I went over there to have the discussion, I was basically told to go F myself, and he threw some money at me for the goats. And then I was like, well, no, that's not what this is about. And I think he thought I wanted more money. And then he threw a couple more hundreds at me, and I got the sense that I should probably just leave. And I never came back.
Smart.
And after that, we decided to not renew the lease, and maybe it was time to
this leave. Right after you just said it's so peaceful there.
Well,
you're a liar.
It was until the mob moved in next to me. What are you supposed to do? It's a very nice house.
The switch up was a little crazy.
Yeah. I was alive. It's a real, like, you couldn't see it, but, like, there was all this construction going on for, like, a year plus, and turns out they were building this sweet, giant compound on the other side of this orchard. Unfortunately, I don't think that those were necessarily the best people in the world that were living out there. Then, of course, the murdered goats and... What could have been? I could have been quite happy in Woodburn.
To answer your question, I am seeing here the Senate is taking a series of votes to reopen the government.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, there you go. Look at him. Look at him out there.
So maybe your flights are coming back.
Getting stuff done.
Yeah.
My wife flew this weekend and had no problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because they slashed the Portland flights, leaving PDX 10%?
Well, they said 4% initially, and then I think they said as it keeps going, they want it up to 10%.
Okay.
But
hopefully that won't be
necessary. I don't know
what
specific flights that affects.
But. I think they're doing the small local ones at first, and then, you know.
Places. Oh, darn it. I can't fly to Boise.
Well, and then if there's multiple flights per day going to a major city, you may now only get one flight.
Shut down the flights to Woodburn.
It's the helicopter rides.
All right. That is in the news for November 10, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's get back to our college football root canal coming up next on The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.